Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Lamentations 3:29. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Do you know how to put your mouth in the dust? Believe it or not, this is a good thing. A very gripping and powerful concept that we only see when we are moving slowly and faithfully through Scripture, stopping and searching even unpleasant territory such as Lamentations. You know what I'm talking about. This is not a flashing neon sign truth, such as John 3:16 or Psalm 23. Not many people are going to claim Lamentations 3:29 as their life verse. From the Open Bible, Introductory Notes to Lamentations, we learn this. Lamentations describes the funeral of a city. It is a tear-stained portrait of the once proud Jerusalem, now reduced to rubble by the invading Babylonian hordes. End quote. Don't expect the concept of putting your mouth in the dust to be taught at your next positive thinking seminar. There is no lemonade to make here, no silliness of a cup half empty or half full. The cup is completely empty and dry of human hope or encouragement, while at the same time full and overflowing with anguish and disappointment. No happy thoughts as Jeremiah laments the death of Jerusalem. Peek through this small portal of Scripture, and all we see is God's servant in reverential silence with his mouth in the dust. But then we read, there may yet be hope. And here is our lesson. Jeremiah pictures the person in total despair, but waiting in hope for God, with hope that is not seen. In Romans 8:24, Paul tells us that hope that is not seen, hope that is seen rather, is not hope. But when your mouth is in the dust, you cling to unseen hope. With my mouth in the dust, it is just me and God, me in submissive silence, God high and lifted up. And that's a good place to be, a very good place to be. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.